All right, so we're discussing the malach of tochen, grinding, and we mentioned that the shear, exactly how small, how dak is dak, you know, we saw the Mishonim, dak, very small and so on. So the idea to cut something smaller may depend upon what the item is. You know, if it's a type of vegetable, we're just cutting in pieces, but it doesn't really change anything, as opposed to maybe cutting it very small, very fine. So we mentioned that chiluk, and we mentioned there are four different, well, I didn't mention four, we started that there are a number of different qualifications which apply to trina. So one thing we said was ain't token or ain't trina ela begidule karka. Right, that only applies to gidule karka, things that you know grow out of the ground. That's if you look at the just for example, the Ramon mentions, but the Gross says it in source 30, Shem Shun Chaval and Siftes. So it says. Actually, Shulchan doesn't give the reason. Shulchan just says, talking about meat, you can cut up meat, fine. It doesn't say why. And there are more mentions, but they're not for animals and for birds. But the Biur HaGemara says, because they ain't chinah ela b'gidulei karka. That's what we saw, and Shabur mentions it, and others others as well. So one of the reasons may be, again, because I don't know if I said this yesterday, one of the reasons may be because in the Mishkan, obviously, it was b'gidulei karka. You know, that goes without saying. Okay, but, and here's we come to, I think we're up to number 34. Is that correct? And remember, I think that's what we're up to, okay? The Shulchan Aruch does rule in Siv Yud, okay, that even, so again, even though we're coming to the Karka, you know, the borers that, I'm sorry, that, you know, by Gdule Karka, and we ask the question based on why should Gdule Karka matter? By borer it doesn't matter, right? So we explain why Tochen does matter, you know, because, okay, but, even if it's non-gidulei karka, like meat. However, it says in Sifud 34, Aser ligra ha-gvina b'shabes b'mori karetz b'al p'yavs rekarim raliyav. There's some type of tool, some type of grater, you know, a grater, something which a kli ha-miyuchel lekach, that you can't use, even for something which is cheese. Okay, cheese is obviously not gidulei karka, but that's what it says. And Shabrua says, okay, b'loshach ribaizim, some kind of a tool, the kevin sha-kli miyuchel lekach harezit derechol. Okay, so the heter, you know, the token by let's say by non-gidulei karka is not with, we mentioned this yesterday, not with a tool designed for that. That's what it is, a grater or something like that. However, it does say, even plan to eat it right away, because grinding it up with a grinder or, you know, some type of thing that's, that chops it up, or I mentioned yesterday, like an egg masher or something like that, that would not be allowed. However, but to cut it with a knife, just very small, that would be allowed by non-gidulei karka. In fact, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, therefore, you ever see those egg slicer? You know, you put a whole egg, you put the thing down. That's not chopping, that's cutting it. It just happens to be that there are six blades or whatever it is that cuts it. Because that emotion sounds okay. But apparently not, because, you know, but it's not derechol of tochen. It's not grinding it up. It's just slicing. So instead of slicing with a knife, I can slice with this thing. As opposed to chopping it up with a chopper, even by something, it's not really karka, but that's chopping. It's still chopping.
How do you define that? I mean, my understanding of the derechol was, you know, general principle that,
but it has to relate to that activity. In other words, this is the way you chop during the week, so you can't chop on Shabbos, even if it's something to which tochen otherwise might not apply. If I have a kli that's miyuchad for chopping, then even if it's a gidulei karka, like cheese or meat or something like that,
no, but the egg,
but it's not chopping, it's just slicing. That's the difference. That's what Shlomo Zalman says. It's just cutting. The motion, yeah, you know, right? It's not. I don't mean a masher. I mean a thing. You put the whole egg in and you clamp the top and it slices it, you know. Yeah.
So then what's the issue? It's not token. It's not token.
Well, again, it'll be under token. It was sort of like, I don't want to say a drabbanon exactly, but it would be, I don't know, it would be a tolda. Maybe a drabbanon of token. Because it is chopping it. You know, it's chopping, so it's close enough that we call that. You're asking whether it's tam moved to the chol. That's what you're asking whether
it's. Yeah, it's kind of a solution. Yeah. Do you have this, like, you have this piece with, like, the rabbi, like, I don't know which mouth was on there, with
Maybe.
He sounded like more related to Shri, but others sounded like it was more.
I'm not sure. It's a good question. I'm not sure. Okay. Yeah. Okay, it's a good question. Yeah, what's up,
you know those are the things that you like push down with two hands and there's still holes? Is that like chopping or there's not the X slicer which you clamp down, but like you have these things which you bunch of wires and crisscross.
I think wires crisscross like a masher. I think that is probably, I would say that's probably more like a man. I don't think so. Okay. Now another rule. Okay, let's move on. So that's one rule that ain't tochan with lekarka, but it's not with lekarka, and it's done with a kli amiuchel lekarka. It's not allowed. Another rule is a heter, so to speak, is ain't tochen achar tochen. Is number two. Ain't tochen achar tochen. We alluded to it. You take a look in source 36, the Kedusha Ran, or at least miuchas to Kedusha Ran, but certainly from one of the Rishonim. Kedusha Ran in Shabbos on that daf ayin dalad amud beis yomas al haiman the forum silka. Our case. Okay. Again, going back to the beats. Kosovara'ah, the lafka silkish, mechusar hechsher acher, the hainu bishul. Okay. That, you know, silka is a problem because we mentioned last time that it's a prerequisite to cooking. It's not done yet, so it's a problem. Well, afuke pas, okay, as opposed to bread, the chol dovara'ah lachila below mechusar hechsher acher, the mutter, the uchle, the ifas, adkan. Okay, he's saying that when something basically is usable, or remember I mentioned yesterday in the introduction that part of tochen is to make the item more suitable or more usable in its new state. Okay, so he mentions two different things here in the Chlusharan, this Chlusharan Mutasol. One is, you know, something which is royal achila, you know, as it is. So now you put it into finer pieces, it doesn't really change it significantly. Okay, an onion, you can eat it as it is. He based on something with Shalmi, okay, and it makes a decision with Shabbos Yontov, we're going to come back to. But then he writes, V'yesh machmirin v'osin l'fara pas l'tinat b'Shabbos, v'shem mechusar hechsher acher. He says, some want to say you can't cut up a little piece of bread for a little kid. Okay, but he says, alone here. And here's what he writes, the line that's relevant for us right now. B'chol tochen acher tochen, less bein mishum tochen. Let this line I run. The kernels were already ground up to make the bread. It was already made into flour before it became bread. So now you're sort of further chopping it. That's not tochen anymore. All right, it's already usable. They made it into bread. Yeah, originally you had the kernels of wheat, and then you ground them up very fine to make them into the flour, you know, to dough for flour, you know, to what we call it, the flour, okay, to make into dough. But here, that's the language of the Ran. He says, the chol the tochen, acher tochen, less be mishum tochen. All right, that's what he says. Similarly, the Mordechai in the seventh paragraph of Kol Gadol, Remez Shin Samachay in Shabbos, 37, the mutter lefar lechem achrei shenitchan kvar, the lo matzino tochen, acher tochen. So according to these Rishonim, the Ran, the Mordechai, there's no problem with being tochen something that's already been chopped up, you're just chopping it further. At least not with the Raisa. Okay, it's not with the Raisa. It's not the Malach of Tochen. Good? All right. Full disclosure, the Rashbo appears to disagree. Okay, in 38, there's a Chuz Rashbo Chelik Dalab Simon INA. This isn't the question, but he didn't argue with this point. So he was asked Shaila, he was in Mutal of Far Pituse Lechem. Again, piece of bread. Can you chop it and grind it and feed it to the ducks or whatever? Or we mentioned not supposed to feed animals are not your responsibility, but let's say it's your chickens or whatever. So you make chicken feed, you grind up the pieces. Loss is lifted at Tarnagol Mishabbos. In Ika Lamechosh, Mishum Trino Lo. He says, at first he thinks it is considered ready food and so on and so forth, but at the end, and Chol Shibi Oklashari, it's already considered food, what we're saying. But then he says, at the end, he says, Hilchach, which is the last line of that Rashba, this part that I quoted, Hilchach, af the fire of Fentana Gonsh, Mizona Somalecha, you're responsible for feeding them, so you're allowed to feed them on Shabbos. And he writes, Tzarech Lachilim, you have to feed them, Mutar La Alter, only if you eat it right away. That implies that there is a problem of Toche, but we have a heter of La Alter, which we'll come to. That's the next point. But you know what I'm saying is in Mashmos, this Rashba, Mashmos, this Rashba, is only willing to be makel by cutting up the bread if it's for immediate use. Immediate use. You have to feed the animals. There's only way you can eat, so it's okay. Implying that there would be tochen. So I don't like to make machlokas, but it looked like the Rosh was disagreeing, because l'chora, he didn't say in this discussion, he didn't say, no, bread's not a problem because ain't tochen achar tochen. He didn't say it. The Ran and the Chiddush Ran said it. The Mordechai said it. The Rosh Bo, it doesn't say it. So again, yeah.
So the shayla is, what would be the shear of that? Because in order for it to be tochen, the first time it has to be pretty small.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's not. If it's more than just small pieces, it's just mass. So
I don't know. I would say, right. So I would say that there can be tochen after tochen, and maybe there's not a machlokas. Again, first of all, this is covered. They don't see that both the Rav Mordechai and the Ran both mentioned ain't tochen after tochen. Rav Shmuel didn't mention that in the Shul. Okay, so again, but to answer your question, Akiva, it could be, it would seem to me that if the second act of tochen does significantly more, then we would say tochen achto. I think that's the shear. It goes, it's consistent with what I'm saying. You know, if the ultimate purpose to make it better or to change its status, I don't know, words, change its as an entity, the second thing, you know, again, you could argue that with vegetables that are cut up, and I just cut a little further, I didn't really change anything. You know, they were already cut up, and I made them smaller pieces. You know what I'm saying? I think maybe that would be the way to do it. Yeah.
Yeah, I
really thought
earlier on about that. Token
after
token has its
limits. Yeah, and
wouldn't that apply?
Maybe.
How that, what those effects are,
so I'm suggesting again, it depends whether the second thing accomplishes more in terms of the entity. Yeah.
I'm saying that for the Rashi, or saying that for everyone.
I don't know. I was saying for the Rashi, but it could be. There's no, it could be. There's no machlok. It could be.
I mean, the
Rashi is
always saying that here
it's
right.
An issue
because
right.
I have no
raya. Okay. Because
it's
cutting
specifically small for the birds.
And he's saying, but it's only worth, yeah, but it's only for mutual altar. It's only for, he says, yeah, mutual altar.
He's saying, how do we have the confirmation of that is, that's only because he's improving?
Well, I'm suggesting that. I have no raya. I don't know. I could be to machokas. I'm not arguing. I mean, on face value, it is a machokas. Could be. Okay. Lemaisa, the Shulchan Ramah in 6 feet Bay. I mean, if you want to argue, I have no raya. I'm just suggesting not to be lafusha machokas, you know. But it could be. Okay, if you look in the 39 in the Ramah, in the Ramah, right? To Dafka Peres Kudom Azaz, Rava Mutter Lefar Alechem Lefnei Atanagolim, and he writes the whole Kvar Nitchan, Ein Lachus Ein Tochen Achar Tochen. So Ramah Paskins, like, you know, like the Mordechai and so on, which is an Agos Magnus also. He passes Ein Tochen Achar Tochen. All right. Now, Akiva, I think you yesterday asked someone about salt and stuff like that, right? Someone else? Obvious. Oh, okay. So let's take a look. We'll film it. So look at the Aruch HaShulchan in Sifyon Gimel here in 40. The Gam B'melach Ein Kosis in a Melach B'madoch Afilu Shol Eitz. Okay. Al Murasik Hu B'yad Shol Sakin. Okay. You can't grind it up with a grinder, even salt. Okay. But you can do it with the hand of, you know, the handle of a knife and so on. Ve'en ochoz v'davka melech hagas. Ava melech, listen to this. A melech she'dak mitchila. This is, I think, what he was asking about. He said we'll get back to it, so here we are. A melech which she'dak mitchila. It was first very, you know, what they granulated, you know, it was very, very small. When it's basho v'nase petiti. Then it got hot or whatever was cooking and came together. You know, sometimes salt will become sugar also. Especially brown sugar, I find. Okay, I mean, my wife's not the brown sugar, you take it out, and it's like a solid rock, you know, and they got to buy a new box, right? Can't chop it up. They're very hard. If it has, you know, it just sticks together. I don't know why they can't make better plastic inside than to preserve it longer. But all right, I guess they assume you use it all at once. But salt also, not our salt so much, but sometimes salt is also. So anyway, he says, He says, it wasn't like you got now from the mountain or whatever it is, or a thing of salt. It was already granular, but now it coagulated together. The truth is, in a humid climate, okay, in a humid climate, I think we mentioned this by Borer, we don't have a problem here so much now with our salt, but sometimes people have a salt shaker, put rice in it, they put rice in the salt shaker, because the rice absorbs liquid and prevents the salt from sticking together. Okay, I remember when I was younger and I was in Israel, everybody had kaver, the humidity or whatever it is, a different type of salt. It makes it cling together. I think our salt, maybe it's been treated. I don't know if you have that problem today. But I remember salt, rice and salt shaker. It came up with borer because now you pour out the salt, you're holding back the rice. I think we mentioned it. No? But my point is, Aruch HaShulchan is saying, when it comes to salt, it's the same thing as the bread. It was already granulated. It was already ground up, you know. And now, we I don't know what the right word is, coagulated. I don't know if the salt was, it came together. You know, then that would not be a problem. They ain't chinach hatina. But again, he says we call mokum machteshes, but with a grinder, it's not allowed to have uvdi dechol. So Yaakov actually, Aruch HaShulchan used the language uvdi dechol. So I don't know if that's uvdi dechol is a separate entity or it's part of, you know, token, but he used the example. Okay, and he throws in the parentheses because we're going to be I'm tzucker, okay, same with sugar, same issue with sugar. It's been granulated. Our sugar, it's called, it says not a granulated sugar. It's been, right? Yeah.
So I saw in Israel that had these salt shakers that like literally you turn it over and then you go like that and the grind.
Yes, I suppose.
Yeah, according to that's America, though,
yeah. Salt. Yeah. So that I think maybe is a problem, huh?
They were pretty small to start.
Yeah, the only thing is, so right, but Aruch HaShulchan is saying it would not be a problem to grind it up, but if you use it, if that's what the kli is for, maybe it wouldn't be a problem. Go to the hole. I don't
what's
know.
The nature, what is the nature that if you do think. Are we
concerned
you're
going to
come on to do
it? So that's a discussion I don't know if the whole may have to come to. But maybe yes. Let's assume like that for a moment. Part of the salt. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure. This is really based on the Tosefta. I was a little further. Okay, the Tosefta writes in Shabbos, Parak Tes Vavalach Yid Gimel 41. Ain kochin is amalach modus for eight amrasu yad shal sakra eight aporin kochin and ain maraskan dvela v'grogeres v'churuvin. If they can again with figs and dates and so on, and chop them up and so on. So Shulchan Aruch brings in Siv Ches 42. I should have just printed that before the Aruch HaShulchan. I don't know why I did this order, but in Kotzin Melach Mother Shul Aids, Amrasiku. Again, because the reason I printed the Aruch HaShulchan because he mentions Ein Tochen Achar Tochen. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't link them. The Shulchan Aruch has in Sifyut Beis, where Amos says Ein Tochen Achar Tochen. The Mechaber has here in Siv Ches about chopping up salt. Okay, the you know. And he says, Kimo Shechote Chapas. Like, it doesn't give the reason. It doesn't give the reason. The Mishabura does. The Mishabura in Sukkot Lamed in 43, he says, L'chadcho v'sakan afilo dak, Kimo l'inyin chatecha sapas, which means ain't tochen achat tochen. Okay, we call Mokom v'machtesh, it's av melech, the osur, l'chtosh, also quotes the Megonim. Because of Megonim, with tzuker, gam kein, you know, kapas, Kimo melech, zeh. Okay, same issue. Right? Yegle Tal, which probably you're referring to, Yegle Tal over here, Melechus Tochen Oz Tes 44, says, Ain Tochen Acher Tochen, Afo Pisha Chozer Menasa Gush Echad, even though now became one big conglomerate again, came one big entity. Vechein Kol Dover, Sheino Gush Echad, me told us so, Afo Pisha Nasa Charkakucha Gush Echad, Ain Bo Mishim Tochen. Then he mentions, Chutzmin Amatchos for Ofer Vecheres. Okay, there's a problem, he says, metal, okay, or dirt, or clay, afal pish urcho nitro palm achas, ho of a chazu venasu gush echad, yesh per mishum tochen. Okay, this might apply. You know what I'm saying? Say it again?
But the same thing applies to salt.
No, it doesn't. It makes a chillet.
Say if you were to completely dissolve the salt.
Oh,
totally. Like maybe like salt, like sea.
Sea salt, yeah, that they would desalinate the water.
The
that's an interesting question. I would say, like, basically, the Gital is saying here it can be choser le brioso or whatever, and you want to say the same thing with salt, you completely liquefy and then you separate the water and now become, yeah,
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 sure.
That's what they do.
Yeah. Well, it's
Yeah, cool. And they have desalination, and in general, they have. In countries where they have water issues, like in the Middle East, okay, the Eretz Yisrael, they have salt water, they have desalination plants. So now to get rid of salt also make the water drinkable. But here, sea salt is like that, yeah. You know, sea salt.
What's the reason
this? So Agatala is making this chilek when it comes to dirt and stuff like that. And rather than the nafkamina would be, sometimes let's say you have on the bottom of your shoe caked mud. You walked in from, you know, somewhere that's on the bottom of your pants, okay, to grind it up would possibly be a problem, you know. But he elaborates on this in Oz Chaf Aleph from the Biurim, 45, okay, He says, even though we say, the mutar lefar lechem mishum neit hocher avetorin, all right, and he makes this distinction between cheres and things like that. And one distinction he mentions is he says these things. Well, he mentions these are not called gedulei karka, they are karka. But basically, in other words, he's. So I just explain it clearly. These things are considered that once that there were dirt, there's no. I think what he means is it's not more usable or less usable. Going back to our chiluk before the change, okay, the change. There was dirt and now it's dirt again. So nothing changed in the middle. Okay, whereas when it comes to salt, you ground it up and it was salt, now you reground it. Okay, but it was already once it was once a totally different entity. These things are not considered a different enough entity such that when it turns back into its original, the original is returned. Yeah. Right, I'm saying Chozel Brios is what I mean. It was back to what it was before. You know, it was never. But never lost its status, so to speak. You know what I'm saying? Never lost that status, yeah.
But if I crush up a piece of iron, does it revert to iron ore?
Yeah, that one thing that bothers me, you mentioned about matchos.
It's coming out of the melt.
Yeah, it could be melted down.
So like you're saying it's
karka. You're
saying it's karka, it's not like I'm
yeah, and I got I hear you. I know, it's still different. It's still different. It's still different. It's not. He mentioned, I would be happy if we didn't lump matkos together. He mentioned matkos will offer mecheres. By offering mecheres, I hear it because the process is completely reversed. It's exactly what it was before, never lost that status. The metal, I don't know, maybe it's close enough. There's an iron ore and regular, I'm not sure. But that's how he can make such a chiluk, okay? Look at the last line. He said the last line I printed. Harigam achshav karka. It's the same thing now. It's like you said, it's completely undone. It's the exact same thing it was before. Okay, you could suggest. And in fact, there's no remnant of it having been once ground up. Yeah.
It's still not doing the thing, even if it's not how it was. The embrace is still broken up.
Say it again.
Even if it's not
by bread.
With metal, even though it's not
puzzle
grosso, you're still undoing cleanup. There's no signs of
that. That's true. And that would work what he said at the end. There's just a little last word. There's no note, it's not noticeable. It's not. So I think that's the chilek. Okay. Anyway, that's about ein tochen, achar tochen. The next thing, again, we had ein tochen abdullah karcha, ein tochen achar tochen. The next thing is lialter or miyad, which we already said it was for immediate use. So the Ran, this is for sure the Ran on the Rif, on Lama Bezmer Aleph and Shabbos, 46. Okay. He wrote, Amar Papa, I'm on the forum, and the forum or forest, we had it. And he writes, V'chosar Ashbozal B'tshuva. That's that same tshuva, which I printed in 47. We'll see, but look what the Ran writes. V'chosar Ashbo B'tshuva. The Dafka B'mecharchan Kedei La'ochlan L'mochor O L'bo Bayom La'achar Shah. The only problem of token, when you're doing it for later or for the next day or something like that, holav hachi shari. Otherwise, it's mutter. Kedeshara abaye livror. Again, a parallel to borer. The borer is mutter if it's la'ochlo la'alter. La'alter meaning immediately. Alter means, I think I mentioned with borer also, it's that there's a Yiddish word alter. That means older. That's spelled differently. Like the alter of Slobodka, you know, or the guy's name is the alter Rebbe, right? That's alter with a test. Alter with a test, not with a tough. Person's name is, Ruben Alter, whatever. So Alter Shimon, that's Alter with a test. But this is Alter with a tough, it's a different word. It means Alter, it means immediately. So, again, that was the Diuk in that Rashba. And we thought the Rashba didn't agree with Tochen Achar Tochen, but fine. But the point is, he's matter it anyway. And the Rashba is not matter the breaking up the bread because of Tochen Achar Tochen, so we suggest maybe it's machlokas. But he is matter if you're doing it right away for immediate usage. Okay? And if you look in the Rashba, that tshuva, okay, the Dalet Siman Ayin Hey, that's a tshuva, the response in that tshuva. So he says, he writes, that even for people, okay, Aval, look at the Aval, third line, Aval, Ochlo miyad mutter. Shalo osro al adam la ochlo, or lechol, macholo chatichos gedolos o ketanos. You know, the Chazal, the Torah, did not limit how you have to eat. And some people take bigger bites, some people take smaller bites. You're telling people, you know, when they're eating. And he says, a parallel to Borer. All right, so Borer l'altar, right away, that's removed from the name of Borer. And he says, v'alchanami nekavosehu. So Shoharach Paskin, Sifyud Be'ez Ramo, all right, 48. Simshin Chavalov, same Simon, Sifyud Be'ez. More right, the chol zelo mayel bechot uminiach adam laachom yad a kol shori midin haver borer laachom yad the shori. See, paskins like this, right? Are you? That's a mar mokum. I didn't forget to delete. I take that out. But I try my best. You know, the problem is when you're doing. I should mention when you're cutting and pasting from Bar Ilan, right? I use other people do it from other. I'm very comfortable with it, and I'm not. I mentioned before, I'm not such a computer expert at all. So to take from either Hebrew books or Otzar Chochmah, I find more difficult. I got good at doing Bar Ilan. So the problem is when they have Shulchan Aruch, so they have different simonim for the Magen Avraham and for the Taz and for the Bishabur, for the Bi'ar Loch and for the Pisgah Tshuva, whatever else, you know. And they have different simonim. Sometimes it's just letters, sometimes with an arrow, sometimes with a star. So anyway, to make it easy to read, I chop them out for you.
It's kind of helpful.
Huh?
It's helpful
if you follow and look up all those records. Right, that's true. But it usually gives you the Mar Makom, the first words anyway. Problem is there's so many of them and we don't always quote all of them, you know. So you see that. So I take it out because it's easier to read. Even when in the text of the Shulchan Aruch itself is a different font, so it's easier. But one that's a flaw in the Bar Ilan, I should make it a different size or a different something. I don't know. Anyway, I find it easy to read. I can't say I'm doing it for you. We also see it, but the test sometimes something slips in. You know, so this slipped in. Sometimes, you know, one time I deleted the word or I forgot to delete the Lamed Aleph, which was a Mar Mokom, but I thought it said Lo, so it makes a big difference. Made a difference. All right, anyway, so so the Magen Avraham said that's the Mishnah Berurah. The Shulchan Aruch says, so lechom yad, a kol shori like boris. The Magen Avraham says lechom yad, and doesn't have to be only human beings. So Kotan says, oh shatana golem yochom yad, then shori lachtok. Shelo also adam lechom machal vachadzugos hanos. Im kain, here's the key. The Magen Avraham adds the reason I bring the Magen Avraham is im kain havi derech achiloso. This is how you eat. So people cut their food when they're eating. You know, call that the Lachan Shabbos. Be careful when you cut food, you know, when they're eating now. You know, I have a piece of meat on my plate or meat, I have vegetables on my plate. I want to cut them. You know, in general, sometimes, your mother, your wife tells you to eat, take smaller bites, right? Take human bites with other kids sometimes, right? So shoving food in their mouth. So you want to cut smaller pieces. So now he writes that some of Fakbek al Het is there. Okay. And therefore, the Beis Yosef says, what should you do? Even not everybody accepts this. So even when eating la'altar, he says, Rav Beis Yosef, that's Reish Beis Yosef, Rav Beis Yosef, because of Lizor Lachto Chatichos Gedolos Tzas. When you're cutting, cut a little bigger than you otherwise would. Ordinarily, you would cut it very small. So on Shabbos, take a little bit bigger bites, you know, just in case. Again, since in general, we said that the shear is not so clear. So you take, you're cutting it, but cut slightly bigger pieces so you're likely to stay away from tochen. However, he does say, I'm going to run right, I'm going to say, no, no, go lach to chat snow. Snow is radish. Okay. Dak ma'od. He said, despite this recommendation by Yosef to cut a little bit bigger, now people, I'm not like that. When they make salad, they'll cut on Shabbos, the piece will be, even for immediate use, they'll cut the piece a little bit bigger. Tomatoes and cucumbers, a little bigger than normal would. No, we tell you to be choshish with this. But the Magen Avraham says, and they can rely on it. But he does mention, Al Koponim, this we talked about in Borer, also lasos ad yitzias beisakneses the minute samach l'sudah mamish. You can't do it, you know, before you go to shul, and then you're gonna come back later. It's got to be samach l'sudah. Then it's considered to be in the category of sort of a derech achilu. Okay, so the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah, also mentions in Sukkot and Mem Dalet. Sukkot and Mem Dalet, he says the same thing like the Magen Avraham. He says Therefore, it's derech achila. So, but who adina mechan a yarek dak dak with their tana goes? The animals lead it right away. It's also good because they are chayav for them. Now, see if Mem Hey explains, which the Mogen Avraham just wrote, see Kotan Tesvav, he just wrote that some of the fakbik on this heter of miyad la'altim. Okay, the Mishabur elaborates why. Why some people have a fakbik? Yesh mifang heter zeh, and he mentioned Beis Yosef. And some suggest Nochum says because of we times there the second line of Sukkot Mem Hey we times there because of Kama Achonim Gam Kain the Nochum Lisnai Kama Shukozal Bishos we call Mokom Hanogin Lachtoch Habetzelim onions and radish Dakdak Ain Limchos Biodim the Yishon Lishus Mochum and so on but he mentions that but the issue is you know. I thought he explained it, but he didn't explain it, but one second. One minute. Oh, okay, he doesn't explain it. Well, I'll give an explanation in a second. So I guess I switched somewhere else. But we'll go finish with Mishabur first. If you're not doing it, then it's not a Mishabur violation. Yeah. Yeah. It looks that way because they're comparing it to Bora. Okay. Then he mentions again, he refers to Bir Alocha, where he elaborates, I didn't print it, but he mentions, he says, that also, I'm Bir Alocha, the Heter Shizokha Behagon Ramo, Hanu Keshechoku Besakan, but Keshechoku Beklea Muchad, then you're also Chol Gab, if you cut it, Gad Dak Dak. Because even by Bora, again, the whole parallel is to Bora. All right. The whole parallel is to Bora. So therefore, just like by Bora, we said you can't use a sieve or a sifter, you know, so any kliyam yuchlekach is the same thing here. Okay. He also mentions a type of a knife. Okay. He says cutting up fish. You know, it's a salty fish or herring or whatever. And they would use a kli that's called a hakmesser. Messer is a knife. A hakmesser is a little chops it more. Okay, he doesn't like it because that's maybe considered kliyam yuchad lekach. Kliyam yuchad lekach. As far as why some people would not accept this heter ba'alter, perhaps, and again, I don't remember where I saw this now, but perhaps it's be, you know, in other words, let's understand something clearly. La'alter or miyad doesn't help by most other malachas. I'm going to just stop and reflect for a moment. Nobody says the cooking is also, but if you do it right away, then it's mutter, right? I mean, malach is also, it's also. Even if it's for a miyad, right? Borer is a chiddush. That borer helps if it's miyad. Why should that be? The bishul's not mutter if you're going to eat it right away. All right, so the answer you have to say is that by borer, that would not be called borer. The definition of borer is where you're doing it for, you know, for long term, not for miyad. It's not called borer. So those who mefakbek on a heter by token may argue that token, they don't say that. Token, it could even be for immediate use. It's a question of definition. We said this for those who are mefakbek may say it's not the same sort. That's what I'm saying. A patent, maybe not. Maybe it's not enough derech achila. It's not removed from token, even with derech achila. I'm just trying to give an explanation for those who are mefakbek. Both the Magen Avraham and the Mishaburi doesn't say why, but it's all mefakbek on the heter. Maybe that's why, because there it's not called bor at all. It's not the definition of achila. You're right. Okay. You look at the Agai Tal and the token and Yud Aleph. Right. It's also Bavad, the Kli She'enam Yuchel Lekach. It's got to be a Kli that's not set aside or designed for this particular purpose. Okay, okay, he says that it's, you know, only towards the end of Shabbos, even for immediate purposes. All right. But then he mentions something else also. It'll be important for later. Okay, things which are edible as, you know, you cut it up and then it's called derech achila, things you eat, right? Fruits, vegetables, and so on. Avalo bepilpul otavlin, not so with spices and other herbs and stuff like that. Av shetzarech lechol ha-metuvel behem la'alter. Because, right, you have to then add it to something else, garnish or something like that, right? That would not be, all right? And he also says, Avalafarach besamim biyadav. So it's not edible. So you want to grind up spices, okay, and use them kadesh yerecho nodei, little, you know, like a cologne, like whatever, some type of deodorant to make it smell better, okay. Even though right away, using right away, it's usher. There's a special heter of derech achila. It's not a blanket heter just because you want to, and again, it goes back to what I said before, it's a chiddush. It's a chiddush that la'alter helps. So, you know, it doesn't automatically help. That's what he's saying. That's going to become relevant, a preview of coming attractions. Tomorrow, visit. I sent that. So next, my comments are part B of Tochen, which is the Rabbanon of Tochen. The primary Rabbanon of Tochen is refuah on Shabbos. Okay, which we'll talk about the next couple of days. It's a big subject. It's been a long time. It's been a couple of days on, but and a lot of my comments you can look through. But anyway, the problem with refuah is you grind up spices and herbs, whatever else. Okay, we don't do that. All right, you go to the drugstore, it's already ground up. But that's what the pharmacist does. What is it called? An apothecary in the old days, right? So, yeah.
I don't know if you're going to, since I always kind of insist, wouldn't that be talking after talking?
What if you grind it up on your own and then?
No, when they make the herbs originally, it's not tochen achatochen.
So they need the herbs and they do tochen. When we get it, that might be tochen achatochen.
No, but they made, okay, you're right, but they made xera not to take medicine because you might come to grind up the herbs.
Doesn't xera kind of work the same way as you don't sweep the floors, even if it's a hard floor, because you may have the floors in.
Right, so we'll talk about, we'll get to it in a floor. The idea is, the way Rashi seemed to, maybe Tazo piece on it, and he finds it a little difficult. You know, washed with Ubi Osir. The Chazal said, because it's Xera Shemi, it's you know, it's in the Shonim, Shemi Shachik, you'll grind up herbs, you know, not for medicinal use. You know, we don't grind up herbs altogether for medicine. We take a pill. Yeah.
Since I'm grind up a pill on Shabbos.
That's a different thing. Right. Sometimes for a baby, you take an aspirin, or for an adult. People can't swallow a pill. So they make it smaller. That might be tochen achatochen.
Well, so yeah, that's what I say. Shouldn't that matter then?
That according to when we matter the gzera. A little plug, to reverse, yeah. Okay, we'll talk a little better food. But anyway, that is the time we'll come back to. With the Aruch HaShulchan also, he wants to make it even with this hakmesser. Take a look at 52. It's also fundamentally a knife. It's more a curved knife. Okay? Different type of a knife. Anyway, he says, some of the other things we mentioned with cheese. All right, let's move on. Okay? We don't want to say that people use this for all the time. He writes in the third line, well, sakin shakar and hakman are you sakin ha'asu k'tmunas chatzi eagle. You know, it's rounded. It's not just a flat knife. It's all round. I guess it cuts it better. Okay, but anyway, that's what it is. And he thinks it's mutter. Rav Shulchan says, the lama nomar shabinosu ha'osu shalokadim. Why should we say that people are not behaving properly? Why should we say what that's also? Rav Shulchan, you know, always looked to justify it. Rosh Hashanah was lived in Navardok. He was a Rav there. And one of the things that people say, you know, the Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim, was not a shul Rav. He was a posek, obviously, but he's not a shul rabbi. You know, and therefore sometimes had very stringent standards. Rosh Hashanah was a shul community Rav, huh?
He was a public rabbi.
Public rabbi, community Rav. You know, trying to find the theorem and trying to find that this is the way people do things. It's, you know,
what was the nature of
our worship? I don't know that much about it.
It
was
like,
it was a rug. Right, right. Yeah. I only read part of this. There's a recently a biography of Rosh Hashanah came out, written by this Rabbi Henkin. No, he was murdered. He was murdered by his wife. The story a few years back.
Yeah, Tara Levine Shulman.
That's, I think it's called. Yeah, Tara Levine Shulman. Something like that. Yeah. So,
Mark Spinner also, Corin put out a book of his articles in English. So some of the articles.
So his name is Rabbi Eitan Henkin. The great grandfather was the famous of Henkin from New York, of Yosef Eliyahu Henkin, who was considered the sort of chief rabbi, unofficially kind of chief rabbi of New York. He was the postdoc here. New York area before Moshe, sort of before my time, obviously, but it was the luach for the like Henkin's luach that we have. You know, there's his Torah luach. He was the original original president or whatever it is, rabbinic leader of Azus Torah, in New York. It's Yosef Eliyahu Henke was his name. So his grandson, who passed away recently, Herzl Henke, I think was his name.
Yehuda Herzl
Henke wrote a tshuva called Bnei Bonim, and several tshuvas. His wife was on founded Nishmat, you know, the Yotzon Halacha. That's his wife, Rabbi Tzvi Henke. And Nebuch, they had a son, that's from Eitam, I think his name, Eitam Henke, who was a big Talmud Chacham. He was murdered by the terrorists. I think they shot up his car or whatever. Very tragic story. Anyway, so he wrote a biography, among other things. He was a young man, he was only 30s, he produced a lot. Anyway, he wrote a biography, so probably they can find. I have it at home, it's actually sitting on my shelf. I'm on a shelf that I look at frequently, I just haven't had the time to finish reading. Anyway, that's our whole good. Now, the four things, after Ein Tochen HaKetochen, after Ein Tochen HaBedulei Karka, Ein Tochen HaKetochen, and the altar, another heter is if you do it, and we have this by the Malachas too, with a shinui. Okay, you do it with in an unusual fashion. So the Gemara says on Davkuf Mem Aleph and Aleph and Shabbos 53. Amar Bihuda, Hani Pilpili, peppers. Okay, Medak Chado Chado Bekaso de Sakin. Medak Rashi's diet means you can crush. Okay, well, rather you can crush it, but one by one. Okay. Bekata de sakin, with the handle of a knife. And you bang it with the handle of the knife. You follow that? But one by one only. All right? Chada chada, Rashi writes, chada chada is lav tochenu. Because that's not even tochen one thing at a time. It's an unusual way. But tarte osir, but to do two at a time already is osir. And Rava Amar Kevin de Mishani, Rava said, since you do, yeah.
Is he saying that chada chada one at a time is like elikalach? Yeah, is he saying the weird thing is doing it one at a time, or the weird thing is the way that you're doing it with back and night?
Yes, both.
Both.
So see, some say you need two shinuyim.
Okay, well,
Rava disagrees.
Depends on the thing, no?
Yeah. So again, economy. So Rava Amar, exactly right. Abaye seems to require two shinuyim. Number one, you're doing it at a quantitatively in an unusual fashion, you do it one at a time. Number two, you do it with the handle of the back of the knife, as opposed to, however, Rava Amar, Kevin the Mishani, I feel a Tuvanami. No, once you do a Shini, many, he doesn't concern about it. Okay? Kevin the Mishani, right? Shalom Berechayim, not with the millstone or whatever, Meducha, the grinder, not with the usual Kli, it's okay. All right, now, does this Gemara have bear on our discussion? Well, Rabbi Chanano, there on Shabbos, Kuf Mem Aleph Mem Aleph, 55, writes, Amar Yehuda Pilpul says, Pirish Biyontif. Someone asked, he says about Biyontif, Biyontif. Yeah, I think Avi also says. Biyontif. But anyway, the Rabbeinu Chananel writes there that some hold that it's Toma and Yontif. Or Toma and Yontif. Anyway, then he writes, Halacha like Rabba, Biyontif. But he writes at the end, "V'yesmi shemati ki I gav nafzil b'shabbos." So that's a question: whether this Gemara is talking about Yontif, because the context is about Yontif. The question was also applying to Shabbos. And this is a discussion in the Rishonim. Okay, the Ramban in 1256 in his Kedushim there in not Daf and Shabbos, Kuf Mem Aleph Mem Aleph. The Ramban writes, "Hoda Amr Mahani Ani Pilpin." So, Kosa Rabbeinu Hagadol. Zal presumably referring to the Rif. The Ika de Mukile be Yontif. The Ika de Mukile be Shabbos. Some say it's more songs by Yontif. Yontif, we have other Heter, comes to the Tzorochal Nefesh. And so the Yontif may be different, okay, than Shabbos. The Echriya Harav Zal command the Mukile be Shabbos. But he concluded that it applies, this Kula even applies even on Shabbos. But Vada Hachil, okay, and he says that certain, like that, it's various Rayas from different Gemaras and so on. And therefore, look at the end, he writes, Shamina and Hashta, you can look at his writing, but he writes, Shamina and Hashta, the Chol, the Mishani, is only doing the Shina, I feel the Shabbos, Shari. However, Umiya Bepilpili, the Matchinet Fei, Yitzricha made a Tuba Pligi, what's the argument? In other words, with the Shina in general, okay, with the Shina in general, other Malachas, we talked about that introduction, Agdama, no? They do say unusual fashion, so it's not the law. And there's a further problem, which we'll see in a moment, the Beis Yosef is, wait a minute, Shinui generally only knocks it down to a Darabonon. It's okay, it's not a malacha, it's not a deraisa, it's not a chibchatas. still should be also. Okay, hold the thought. You hear? I mean, that's the funny thing. So on the one hand, we say, well, Shinui is in all kinds of places, right? Yeah, but Shinui only works by to knock it down to Darbonah. Doesn't make it mutter.
Sorry, is the statement that this should only be mutter on Shabbat? On
Yom Tov? Some learn the sugya is talking about Shabbos. And he concludes, no, with Machlokes, right? He's saying Shabbos. But then he asked the question. So, if in general Shina is an issue, okay, why is there Machlokes? Shina in general. He doesn't ask this question about why does it become a Drabbanon. That the Beis Yosef asked in the Surah 60. We'll get to that. Rabban does not ask that. But at the end, he says, he makes a point. He says, so what's the Machlokes Abai and Rava about it? It's the Shina. So, it's Mutter. Why did Abai require double Shina? Right, so miyabu pilpuli the matakni tfei, because it requires even more of the act. Even with a shinui, but you're doing that act. That's what has to be done. It requires peppers really have. I guess in those days peppers had to be ground up, or certainly pepper for not peppers like green peppers or red peppers you eat with a salad, but pepper you sprinkle on. So that has to be ground up really fine, right, in order to serve as pepper. Right, I remember when I was in eighth grade. So I don't know if they still have that. They still have what's called the brachas bee, like a spelling bee. They used to have the Torah Masorah used to sponsor the brachas bee. Okay, and so I remember what I got out on. It was me and another kid with the last man standing, you know. And they asked what the brach is on pepper, and I thought right away about like pepper into an egg. That's what I was thinking. So I said shahakol. Because it doesn't have any more the shape of a pepper. They were talking about the answer.
They didn't specify it.
Huh? They just said pepper. Most people who say pepper don't think. I always, when I grew up, I used to very often have, you know, sunny side eggs, you know, for fried eggs for breakfast, whatever my mother made. And we added pepper to the eggs. So that's how, and there's always on a table of pepper and a salt shake. My father, all the shabbos like they had pepper to soup. You know? So that's how it's a pepper. I wasn't thinking about green pepper or red peppers, you know. Anyway. They just said the Efsa Adoma. I didn't realize afterwards I mixed up. Oh, it doesn't matter. I wasn't going to win anyway. My wife, actually, when she was in elementary school, she went from Pennsylvania. She won the brachos, but it was a big thing. She got to go to New York. Wow, like a big trip. She got to go to New York for the finals, whatever it was. Big thing, go to New York. Teenage wasn't such a big deal to go to New York anyway. Yeah. Anyways, I'm just saying, so he says maybe the machlokes is that Abai requires more of a shina than usual over here, because this, even doing it with the back of a knife, but it requires so much. It's still in the realm of token somehow. I'm not explaining it clearly. In other words, even if you do it with a shina, if you accomplish, you have to do it a lot, you have to do more, and it becomes too much like token.
Yeah,
I think that's what he means, the Matan and Tfei. Okay.
The definition of it, isn't it?
Huh?
The definition of it accomplishes the thing with the
field. Yeah, okay, I hear. Maybe he's asking why. Well, I don't know. Okay, apparently it's not enough of a shini, I guess, according to Abaye. At the end of the day, he says Hilchos HaKarov anyway. Pasna Karov anyway. It's not one of the Alkagam. Pasna Karov anyway. But I'm just suggesting that because this thing needs so much tochein, and that is absolutely necessary to me, that even if you do it a different way, you're still doing it. You're still accomplishing the goal. It's true by other shita. You're right. But here, it's more needed for the final result. I don't know. I have to think about it. I'm not sure. Rashbo also quotes the Rif. Rashbo there in Shabbos Kuf Mem Aleph Aleph. He also quotes the Rif. Rav Fasi Pirshim Shabbos. If you would need to do it, okay, brings the rise, why it's not true. Yantef, but he writes, Hilchos HaKarov, the Shorah Filo, 2 weeks. The Rambam, Paskin, the Parakof Aleph, and Hilchos Shabbos, Aleph, Achof, 58. Atzorach, Lodok, Pilpon, Bechiyotzman, Litan, and Tocha, Michael, Bishabbos, or is a Kotesh, Biyar, Asakin, of a Korah, of a Lachtesh, is Chayim, and Neshu, Tochen. Okay, he says that on that point. Magen Mishnah just summarizes, he says it's to Machlokes and Mishonim, and we Paskin like Rava and so on. But the Beis Yosef in 60 is this Kasha, okay? In Simshin Chavalov, in the tour, in Zion 60, the Kasha Mishalekim Mishum Rav Yoshe, Iika the Kashile, Kevin the Kedarko Chai Mishum Tokai, they Shinu Levi Potra Valosa. What is the shear makes a mutter suddenly? Potter al osir. Okay, so he makes an important distinction, and it requires further thought. Okay, he says tshuva kata de sakina shinui gomoru. The difference in a shinui and a shinui gomor. Okay, a shinui gomor, a complete or an absolute shinui, right? In other words, the back of it, that's a totally different way, as opposed to maybe doing just with your left hand, that's a less of a shina. Now, I don't know where you draw the line. I find it very difficult. He says, shina gomor. The bein modo shel eitz, modo shel even, have a shina, kidisa per kama de beitza. Okay, you know, a stone grinding instrument, a wooden one, so that's a shinui. But it's not a major shinui, yeah.
So do we have a case of another shinui gomor in some other
law? I don't know. You have to think about it. I'm sure there are. I think about it also. I get to look it up, but it's an interesting point.
Why call it a shinui at that point? It's a different concept.
Okay, so he's distinguishing because of the shinui gomor. You know, there's a joke I used to say about a guy. He's a goy gomor. What's the difference between a goy and a goy gomor, you know? It's a goy gomor, he's usually Jewish. You say about that, oh, he's a goy gomor. Anyway, so I'm not sure how you... He said it's a shina gomor. All right, he says, because, and therefore, hilcha mutal chatchila. I mean, he even though he doesn't use the term, he gives an example, to answer your question, from Borer again. Kedamrina gave Borer, but Napo, because we had different levels by Borer. Remember, you had a Napo kvar, which is mamish, you know, the sieve, whatever, the separating, selecting instrument. Okay. Then you chayav, that's mamish. Okay. Kina the tamchui, we hold it back with a plate and so on and so forth. Right? We have these chilukim. So that's a shina pot of a usr. And you do it with your hand, that's shina gomor, mutal chatchila. So you do have it, so there is this other example.
What's a marshal age and marshal?
Different types of grinders, so apparently for certain things they use the wooden one or opposed to the stone one. Enough for shina. That's a shina, but it's not a shina gomor.
Like
something
that would require a
stone, like using a wooden one. Right, so that would be Darbana. That's the lower level of shina. It's important to come to the Beis Yosef. How do we pass on this? The Shulchan Aruch says, it's in Shulchan Aruch's design. Mutal Adah put one, I feel harbe yachar, we pass that grove. The Hushi Adokim Bekata Shulsakan Ubekar. But you got to do it in a backhanded way on a plate. Now, it's interesting because the language Sakan Ubekar. And Bakar apparently on the plate is not the way it was normally done. He's saying two shinuyim. So we're going to run right away into the cotton test and says no. He says, Pirish, O Bakar. Sheaduchem Bishule Hakar, the Abishinu Gomer, the side of the plate somehow. It's not done with the rest of the stuff. It's put on the side. Again, that's a shinuy. Okay, and it's a Kena Bishramim. Okay, Dikla, maybe there's been a tration in Kosha. The Abu Melo, he's got a Chad Shinuy, the Hanab Sakin. So you don't say you need two shinuy. You only need one shinuy. Okay. But again, with the plate and with Taz writes and Kotan Zion, Avalo Makteshes David Dumi the Chol. Okay, again, they will do the Chol issue. Mr. Brewer, yeah. Mr. Brewer in Tzimkotan Chav Gimel writes 64. Ve'imu shochech pilpul and sharta Makteshes kedarko. If you use again a grinder in a normal way, then I feel gargar echad yeshbu isa deraisa mishum talken. Now, then even one thing, but you go from extreme to extreme. The kula, so to speak, is you can even do many things provided you're doing it with a shinoi. All right, again, that's the language of Shuhar, right? He says, I feel a har bayachad. But what if I'm doing it? Mutal adach pukun, I feel a har bayachad if you do it with a shinoi. What if I'm doing only one? What if I'm doing harba yach without a shina? Then you can't do. What the Mishabur is adding is even one without a shina. Not allowed. If you go from, it's the kula is even a harba dvarim. I feel a harba yachad. You can do it as long as you do it with a shina, either with the handle of a knife or whatever, it's a backhanded way. That's mutter even a lot of things. The opposite of that is not, or not only, if you do it with a lot of things without a shina, it's also. It's even one thing is also without a shina. That's what Mishnah Berurah is emphasizing here. The person who misled into thinking that maybe one thing, that's enough of a shina, so to speak. And it's not. That's what he's saying. Even one thing, he says, in shochik pilpul and shar tama chesh gedak afil gargar echad. Yesh b'lisid rais mishum tochim. All right? Now, the Mishnah Berurah, though, then adds one thing. It's called Chavdalet. Yeah.
What makes it shenay gamash?
It's hard to draw the line. I hear you. I do hear you. Yeah.
Pretty hard.
No, do something with your hand.
It's like a mortar. That actually
wants to. Yeah, doing a hand, I would hear, I'd say it's a shooting gun. With a hand, it's a shooting gun.
It seems more efficient, actually, to circulate during
the week. Well, it's not as efficient. But again, the back of a knife, I guess it's clumsier. You know, how do you hold it? Yeah, it's, I guess it's clumsier. It pounds, so to speak. Okay, and they call it Shimon Gomer. Then the Mishnah Berurah called Chavdalet adds one other important point. He's afilu har beyachad. The dafka mashal tzarich lo osa Shabbos. Har beyachad is not unlimited. Okay, har beyachad is not unlimited, right? It has to be no more than what you need now for the Shabbos. You can't for after Shabbos. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Egli Tal writes in Oslamid in Biurim. Oslamidos Kut and Gimel. He raised the same question that he quotes in Bishosev. Okay. You know, he's bothered a little bit by what you're asking, you know, where you draw the line. That's why I quoted it here. He says, a royalist bone in the time of the Milsa. You have to understand why this Shina is, you know, is enough. My Shna, Mikol Malacha, the Asa Kayacha, the Rabbanah, how is it different than any drabonon? Any other shino, which is yidur kalachiyad, it's also drabonon. V'hocham utol chatchila. V'yishosik b'shem shpol aleket b'shem ben yishaya. Who with ben leil sekon chavches? Shun rosh chayt habishino lepotu mechiv chatas mechatas sekina v'shino al shinoi. Shino on top of a shino, it's a double shino. Never was mutol chatchila. Medamel al abora b'kam etamchu potav al osur v'yad mutol chatchila. That's him. To me, the hasam lo mishum shinu hutu the lechol la'achar ze afil biyad chayim chatos. I had to biyad who lechol la'alter dafkav lo mishum the chashum shinu. He said the borer. He says not the shinu is so much it does. He rejects the comparison to borer. The hasam lo mishum shinu hutu. Okay, the shinu doesn't seem to be enough. Okay. And therefore, if you do it, you know, even biyad, you still chayav. You need. Remember, with borer, you need all the qualifications. Right, borer, you need miyad and biyad, so to speak. Right, borer, the three things, the three heterim for borer, you need all of them, not one of them. So he said, "I had to the biyad ubelechol alter dafka velo mishum dechash of shinoi." So he rejects the comparisons. It leaves us hanging a little bit. Why this? Shinu would be different. Why should Shinu by Tochim, you know, why should that be enough? Again, if you hold it that Gemara is going on Yontif, so then, okay, so not relevant, but most of the posts we said hold that it goes by Shabbos. Machlokes by Rov is machlokes by Shabbos as well. Okay, so there must be something, I don't have a great answer, but there must be something that is inherent in grinding, okay, that grinding is just not something you do any other way, okay? By grinding is not something you do any other way. So therefore, shinui takes it out of the realm of grinding. Other things, I mean, you're right. What you were saying is right, you pound it, but that, again, it's removed. It's further, I'm just thinking out loud, it's just further removed from the normal way that things are done, okay? Other things are done by other malachas. And we do have that tear. We talk about Bishul, for example. Okay. We talk about Bishul if you can put something near a flame, you know what I'm saying? There are a tear because it's further removed, even further removed from the original activity. When something is so far removed, again, I don't know where exactly you draw the line. I mean, a stone grinder and a wood grinder, we can see that's not so far removed. Okay. But when you do something, you know, with the back of a knife, and I guess that was a foreign idea. You said logically, yeah, it's good, it accomplishes it. But it's still so far removed. Shinu Gomer, I'm just suggesting, to expand the Beishos, expand the Egetal. It's so far removed. Okay, plucking something, let's say, going back to that Kotza, let's say. You do it with a thing, with a knife or whatever you call it, a sickle. You also do it with your hand. It's not so far removed, right? It's different, but not so far removed. Maybe by grinding, especially, you know, if you want to grind something, and the definition of grinding is to really make it like chemo, such very fine, there's, you know, such a fine result that we hold like that, or to change its mamish, you know, to something totally different, you really have to do it in the professional way, the proper way. And anything less than that is you know, it will be mutter, because it's not under grinding, it won't be also about it. Okay, I don't know, it's up to ponder. But those are four, just to very quickly, so four things to keep in mind regarding tochen, is that ain tochen ela gdula karka. Okay? The thing is, and then that opens the door to, for meat or for fish and for eggs and so on to chop up. Then there's ein tochen acher tochen, and then there's valger, and then there's the shina. So you do know, you have those. You don't need all four of them. So they all stand independently. Again, some people say like that. Beis Yosef says even if you're doing alter, try not to cut them in as small pieces as you normally would. It'll be a little cognizant of that. And again, Lalto means in front of, you know, for the upcoming meal. Yeah.
For the halter, I know what you do. What is
it? I think what we have different sheetahs by Bora, it means for the upcoming meal. So prepare a salad before
meal.
I'm
preparing a meal for after the salad.
No, I thought we said that. That's not allowed. That's not allowed. That would not be allowed.
So, what would be a lot of concern when you let us know where you're going? Saying if they're coming
home
right out, like if that's
when
that's
when we have that cooler, I mean, that's the only time to do it, maybe.
I'm saying if that's when they're not prepared for
the
meal,
because
they're coming right away.
Maybe that'll be cool. I think it'll be the same thing. But we had that by more, rather. Okay, we'll stop it. We have Bez Hashem tomorrow. We'll talk about Rufu on Shabbos. We'll have a good day.